All right, this afternoon, Mayor Ed Murray will announce his plan for a possible increase in the minimum wage. Could go to $15 an hour, maybe even higher. We'll get you that news to you when it breaks. The mayor's been exploring the issue with his Income Inequality Advisory Committee. And the big question they've had to consider really is what impact a wage hike would have on the local economy, what impact it's going to have on workers here in Seattle and the surrounding area. And they asked Mark Long to look into it. He's a professor in the Evans School at the University of Washington and one of three authors of the report out. Who would be affected by an increase in Seattle's minimum wage? Mark Long, thank you so much for being here.
Thank you very much for having me.
All right, so you've studied this issue pretty carefully. Who is most likely to win if it jumps up to $15 an hour or more?
Well, those workers who are affected, first of all, I should say, we found that 101,000 workers in the city of Seattle are currently earning less than $15 an hour. That's out of 430,000 workers, so almost 25% of workers are potentially likely to benefit. The workers who are in that group, they tend to be younger, they tend to be less educated, they tend to be more likely to be a racial minority or female, although the typical person earning low wages actually has some college education. So in other words, we have a highly educated population, so as a result, low-wage workers tend to be more educated or have some college education, but yet are disproportionately lower educated and female.
And one of the questions that the mayor and this committee has been looking at is whether or not tips should be counted as wages. How does that affect the number of folks who could be affected? Did you look into that at all?
The way we looked at it, we used data from the American Community Survey, and we were looking at whether the total annual earnings that they reported. Mm. So what I'm telling you is what they self-reported as their income, which might have included tips.
When you're looking at something that like this, should tips be counted as wages?
From my personal perspective, now this is not something that was in the report. From my personal perspective, the answer is yes. And the reason I would make that argument is that we are, in doing this kind of a proposal, we're trying to solve a problem of social equity. And we're trying to say that we want to have some minimal level of income for those who are working. In that sense, tips are part of the compensation they're receiving. So to solve that social equity problem, it seems reasonable to, from my perspective, to include tips.
Take it beyond the numbers just for
sure.
A minute. What does it mean for these people, 25% of Seattle's workforce, to actually jump up to 15 or even more? What's that mean to people in the real world?
Yeah, okay. So let's take a typical minimum wage worker who's earning the state minimum wage of $9.32 an hour, which is, by the way, the highest state minimum wage in the country. The typical worker earning $9.32 an hour works on average 1,040 hours a year. Okay, so if we just to make these numbers round, let's assume they're making $10 an hour at a thousand hours. So that is only $10,000 of annual income, which if they're a single person would put them below the federal poverty line of $12,000. You take that same worker working 1,000 hours a year, and say they get $15 an hour. Now they're up to $15,000 an hour, and they're while still low income, they're above the federal poverty line.
Mark Long is an economist, a UW professor, one of the authors of this report on the proposed hike to the minimum wage here in Seattle. The city commissioned this report, and it's one of the things they're looking at, and they're going to be making an announcement later today. So you've talked a little bit about if we raise the minimum wage to $15 an hour, who wins, who loses?
Well, there's two groups that may lose. One is potentially some low-wage workers if there are employment losses, which I know we can talk about in a minute.
Let's talk about it now. How do you figure that out?
Well, it's very challenging because one of the biggest challenges is that we don't have clear evidence from the existing data. For one thing, there have not been any cities that have had to date a minimum wage increase of this dollar increase. Santa Fe had a minimum wage increase in percentage terms that was larger, but they were starting from wages that were around $5.15 an hour. So as a percentage, they had a bigger increase, but not in absolute dollar terms. And we don't have many studies of those local minimum wages.
So how do you make a forecast about the number of jobs that might be lost if you raise the minimum wage to $15 an hour?
The truth is we don't have a good way to do that. So to give you an idea, the Congressional Budget Office just did a study looking at President Obama's proposal to raise the federal minimum wage from $7.25 an hour to $10.10 an hour. And they concluded that doing so, their central estimate would result in 500,000 lost jobs. However, they also said that there's a two-thirds chance that that change in employment would be between zero and a million. So even there, on a federal level, where they have more data to look at, because there's been more evidence from federal and state increases in minimum wage, there's a lot of uncertainty because essentially the literature isn't consistent on this question. Now, in general, the literature finds that most employment losses are small, but that existing literature is based on smaller increases in minimum wage than what Seattle's proposed.
So it's kind of hard to say. What about businesses? Some are saying they'd be forced to close their doors. Others are suggesting they wouldn't locate here or would relocate. What's your sense of how this would affect small businesses in particular?
So those that are particularly the ones that I'm concerned about are ones that are selling products outside of the city and are competing in a product market that are outside of the city. So if you've got a business that's selling in the city and competing with other businesses in the city, you may not see much employment losses, which, in fact, a lot of the studies have been based on employment in restaurants. But restaurants are competing locally. They're not competing in a national market for a product. So those are the ones that I'm worried about leaving.
Just in general, then, if we just take it to the big debate that it looks like it could be moving forward about whether or not to phase this in over time. Was that something you looked at whether or not to phase into $15 over a period of time?
That was not a question that we were asked to address.
But as an economist, is there anything you can say about sort of what difference would that make to the local economy if you were to phase it in rather than going to it rather quickly?
Right. So the argument for phasing it in is it gives businesses more time to adjust. So it gives them time. For one thing, you might worry about employment losses if the firms aren't able to price in the increase, and if they fully if they had to do it all at once, they'd have to have a big increase in prices to consumers or big reductions in the profit of the firms, and so they may not have that time to adjust and would have to then go out of business or relocate. So if you phase it in, it gives more chance for businesses to find ways to adjust, maybe adjust the product they sell, maybe adjust how much they price it at, maybe adjust the markets to which they sell. So that's the argument. The counter argument to that would be that you then have transaction costs in that you have to keep raising your minimum wage. And so in other words, it's just a little bit more administrative cost.
I see. All right, Mark Long, thank you so much for telling us about it.
Thank you.
He's a UW professor, one of the authors of a report the city commissioned on the minimum wage. The Income Inequality Advisory Committee is looking at that this afternoon. The mayor's expected to make an announcement later today. We're going to be tracking that here on KUOW. You're listening to The Record on KUOW with Marcy Silman. I'm David Hyde.